3 Days of Argument, produced by Cast Library. On March 26, 2012, the Supreme Court began listening to 6 hours of oral argument regarding the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare by both Republicans and Democrats. The 6 hours allotted to arguments in this case is the most that has been given to any case in decades. This recognizes both the complexity of the case and the importance of the case in our daily lives and in the upcoming elections later in 2012. On the first day of argument, the arguments focused on whether the court has jurisdiction to rule on the individual mandate at all, particularly with respect to what is called the Anti-Injunction Act, a law dating back to 1867 that says you can't challenge a tax until the tax has been imposed and collected. In this session, the court asked an outside attorney to present the case that the Anti-Injunction Act applies and that the court should not have jurisdiction in this case. The court did this because both the government and the 26 states argue that the penalty for not buying insurance is not a tax under the Anti-Injunction Act. Day 2 of the oral arguments is the highlight of the arguments because it addresses the core issue in the case. The focus is on the issue of the constitutionality of what is called the individual mandate, which is a requirement that everyone who does not have health insurance buy health insurance or pay a penalty. The government Solicitor General Donald Varelli argues that the law is constitutional, and his opponent, former Solicitor General Paul Clement, argues against the law. Day 3 of the arguments focuses on the issue of what happens if the individual mandate is found unconstitutional. What happens to the law if this comes to pass? Mr. Clement, representing the states, argues that the entire law should be thrown out. The government's Deputy Solicitor General Edwin Needler argues that only portions of the law should be thrown out, and the court-appointed attorney H. Barto Farr III presents the argument that the rest of the law can stand in its entirety if the individual mandate is struck down. This audiobook has been broken down into chapters, with each chapter containing a distinct part of the oral arguments. We provide a brief introduction at the beginning of each chapter to help you understand who is making the argument at that point in time in the session. We hope you enjoy this audiobook.